What's up? This is Miss Vibes, and you're listening to Miss Vibes on that frequency. I hope everyone is having a subtle week, and your weekend will be better. I'm sorry if you hear background noise. I'm actually away. I went on vacation. I try to put that Young Jeezy voice in. I don't know if y'all heard it. But yeah, I decided to go away. I felt like I needed it. I needed to spend quality time with myself, put on some cute outfits, look good, smell good, be good. And yeah, this episode, I just want to talk about like really, really, truly putting love into yourself and meaning it. I may have had an episode similar to like this, but you know, as time go on, you do grow and become more mature. Same thing, yeah. So for me, like, I realized I was going through a lot of cycles, same cycles when it came with men and also friends. You know, I was just looking at my life and realizing what was going on, and things I wasn't too fond of, and things that I wanted to change, and things I wasn't happy with. You know, I don't regret anything I did in my life, honestly. About 95%, I don't regret it, because I know it had happened for a reason, and it was just for me to learn, or this is who I am, and that's okay. But I know for a fact, in order for me to progress how I need to progress, I had to put love in myself, and I just had to wholeheartedly think of myself first before anyone. And yeah, it's just doing things to honor who I am, which is a queen, you know, or really look at my future self as a high priestess. Because the last episode I did speak on, you know, learning about being a high priestess, but I know my spiritual higher side is a high priestess. Why I say that? Because just of how I feel about my higher self, or what I see with my higher self, I know she's a high priestess. But I feel with that, that's a journey in itself. You know, a lot of people may call themselves, you know, a high priestess or other things, and they don't really implement that, or they don't really know what that is. So for me to say that, I feel like I'm on the journey of being that, and I feel like that is me when I become my higher self. I'm not saying I'm not my higher self now. I'm partially am, but I still do things where it's like, I know my higher self want to do that, you know? So it's just having reminders of who you are on a higher sense in order to go through life. I'm really working on taking myself serious and not taking myself for a joke. I felt like sometimes I took myself for a joke, or I didn't take myself serious because people didn't take me serious. I basically reflected off of what people view me as, or felt like they should view me as, because maybe they thought higher of me inside of them, but they didn't want to show that. So I, you know, for me, I was just looking at how they treated me, and that's how I treated myself unconsciously. And that's not right. You should never do that. You know, you should always know who the fuck you are and go forth from there. Pouring love into yourself, for me, it definitely means just being brutally honest with yourself when it comes to the shit that you do in life. that doesn't make you happy, that makes you upset, sad, mad, or whatever. Like, really being honest with yourself on how you could change that so you won't be that. It's inevitable that you're going to be upset or mad or sad about something. But what are ways that you could prevent certain situations from happening, you know? What are ways where you could not only, you could be honest with yourself and with others? What are ways that you could navigate in life and know that better could come along if you just feel it and know it? You know, what are ways that you can work on that and going forth from there? I went on vacation because I felt like it was something that I needed, and I wanted to spend time with myself and just experience life. You know, I wanted to take myself out to eat. I wanted to experience walking around. I wanted to feel the sun on my skin and get a beautiful tan. I wanted to feel the water on my feet while I'm walking in the sand, you know? It just having those type of feelings that expands my mind, that soothes me, and I feel like that's an action of self-love. Yeah. I'm also like, I mean, I did miss a couple of days, but I did it today. I'm meditating more. So just, I have a thing where I overthink or I battle with, you know, certain thoughts I have. So I want to love myself. So I make sure I meditate. I make sure I take the time to do that, even if it's 5, 10, 20 minutes. And I know I talked about it in my last episode, but meditation, I feel like that's a part of my self-love because I don't want to go through the cycles of overthinking. I don't want to go through the cycles of negative thinking. I don't want to be disconnected from the higher world, so I make sure to meditate. Even with eating, like making sure I eat my greens, making sure I'm drinking natural juices, having a great amount of water intake, watching what I eat, I really truly believe the body is a temple. If you treat the body as a temple, you could connect to the higher power even more. When you're eating certain junk foods, when you're eating foods that are not good for you, that could cause breakdown of the body in a negative way. And, you know, it could also cause different emotions. They even said, like, I believe if you're eating processed food or even sugars, like, that could cause anger, you know? So it's just like some things could cause certain emotions in you, and you may walk around thinking why I'm like this, or oh, I have mood swings, but it could be the way that you eat certain things or the things that you eat. So it's just being, you know, mindful of that and going forth from there. Pouring love into myself, man, is very important to me. It's very important to me because for years I just felt like I was doing the most. I was doing the most for no reason. And you don't do things for people to receive rewards. Yeah, you know, that's not authentic. I feel like you do things for people because that's who you should be. But for me, I just felt like I kept doing it. And what was the reason if it's not appreciated or reciprocated? Why was I constantly doing things? Why was I constantly reaching out? Why was I trying to make an effort if no effort was given back, you know? So it's like, I will never forget a past friend told me, like, all the energy that you put into guys, you know, I'm going to be honest. He said, all the energy you put into guys, imagine if you put that in yourself. And I was like, oh, shit. At that time, I felt like disrespected, but he was actually being honest and saying real shit. And I never forget that he said that, because it's true. Like, all that energy and all that love and effort that you put into others, what if you put in yourself? How far would you go, you know? So, you know, for me, it's just like, yo, I'm ready, like, to put all the energy, love, effort into myself, and I'm excited to see how far I could go. Like, even going to the gym 3 times a week, I missed it this week, but no, like, I missed it last week. I didn't do the 3 times, but this week coming up, I'm definitely gonna do it. But, like, even putting effort every week and seeing the results, it's like, it's a phenomenal feeling. Like, wow, I did that. I worked so hard, and look at my results. And it's so worth it. And I just could imagine what else I could, like, really go hard and see the results. And that's exciting to me, and that should be exciting to you. Like, when you go hard for yourself, just look how far you have come and the effort that could go into you, and you just see the results, man. There's nothing more fucking satisfying than feeling and seeing that, and I'm truly understanding that now. Before, it was just like light for me, like, oh, I ain't, like, yeah, I put effort, I work hard, whatever. But now I'm like, yo, you put in that work, you manifest, you pray, you know what I mean? You really believe in yourself, that shit will work out for you in the long run. And you'll look back fucking smiling. The gratification with that is absolutely amazing. And that's what I'm gunning for now, you know what I mean? Like, that true love, that genuine love that I have. No offense to anybody else, I know there's not a lot of people like that in this world now. Maybe before, but I feel like this world, this society, there's a lot of fucking superficial ass motherfuckers out there. There's a lot of people who are not themselves. Spirits have taken over them. I don't care if people think I'm crazy for saying that, but I truly, truly feel that. So you're not able to have that type of authentic connection. You're not able to have that authentic reciprocation. You're not able to have that authentic energy, you know. So for me, like, knowing for a fact that I have genuine love and giving it back to myself, I wonder how high I could get. And I'm trying to reach the sky, baby, like, and I'm not even joking on some real shit. And I'm telling you now, self-love is the best love. And make sure you give yourself that, because you don't want to be out here empty. You don't want to be out here regretting that you didn't live. You don't want to be out here upset at people, not forgiving people, and always thinking how people did you wrong. We're not going to think like that. We're going to think about pouring that fucking love and real energy back to ourselves so we could get high, you know? So, yeah, I just wanted to share that. I hope somebody resonated with that. Nothing but peace and blessings.